screwed up. No boy, funk and the screwed up.
Once again, another installment of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner.
And I am Noise Punk, yo. Yo, you forgot to ask me who are you. Usually
yeah,
you ask
but it's
me.
Getting old now.
Son of a... All right, this is show number 5 of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. And we have a special guest today, another composer. Can you believe it, another composer?
Yeah, there's not enough of them.
Yes, and today's composer's name is Margarita Zilone.
Margarita, welcome to our program.
Hello.
All right, and for those of you who don't know, Zilione in Russian means green. And do you have any relations to Giuseppe Verdi? Because his name also meant green.
Joe Green.
Yes, I know. You know, first of all, I love his music.
Oh, well, there
and,
you go.
And secondly, when I got married and I became Zilione,
right.
I was so happy because if I would be Italian, I would probably sound Verdi. Margarita Verdi.
Yes, it's beautiful. Right. It's a beautiful name. Right, well, we're going to hear some green music today by Margarita Zilione.
Sort of.
And Margarita we've known for a while, and she's got some wonderful music. Me and her are together on a CD of flute music. I don't know if you brought that piece. We could even play that. And But what piece do you want us to play first of yours? You name a piece and we play it.
Very good. This is duo for cello and piano.
Okay, duo for cello and piano. Can you just tell us the performers? Quick performer notes.
Yeah. Wonderful, very gifted young Russian cellist. His name is Christopher Miroshnikov. And at the piano, myself.
Okay, composer at the piano. Charles, announce it.
Duo for cello and piano.
By...
You
can't pronounce the name.
Fine. Oh, please. Yes. Margarita... Zilonaya.
Bravo.
All right, bravo. Here's the piece.
Rock and roll. Thank you. Duo for cello and piano. That was actually the first movement, subtitled Lullaby, dedicated to an adult son. Music by Margarita Zelenoya here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Charles, it's pronounced Zelenoya.
Oh, whatever.
Charles, you're a stupid American.
Yeah, but how do you really feel?
Coffee.
Beautiful piece of music.
Yes, Thank you. Very pretty. Yeah. Very pretty. And you wrote this for your son.
It's not that I wrote for my son, but I would say that it was not easy situation for him and for his family, including me.
right.
as his mom. So, and I just expressed all my feelings and thoughts and dreams, I would say, in this music.
That's great. That's
very you told him this, and didn't he feel pressured, you said, as a result?
Since he loves rap, and he's so far from this kind of music.
Right.
He was a little bit scary, but I insisted that I would like him to hear it, mm-hmm. to listen to it. And he said, thank you, Mom, I got a lot.
If you like, I could take some of that piece and put hip-hop beats over it, and then you could present it to him like that.
Yes,
then exactly. He'll really like it. That's what I do a lot.
I have to think.
Okay.
Think that's a good political answer to make.
Think hard, yeah. I tell you.
Yeah.
All right, so what's next? Now, Charles was supposed to, but he didn't, bring over Rachmaninoff's... Vocalese, because Margarita has some kind of piece that is based... Well, tell us about this piece, first of all.
Yeah, this piece...
By the Vocalese.
You have a piece that was influenced by Rachmaninoff's Vocalese, correct?
Yes, right. This is the vocal cycle for soprano and cello named Hommage. And I decided to dedicate it to three great Russians. Sergei Rachmaninoff, Marina Tsvetaeva, who is a... one of the greatest Russian poets.
Poets.
And Igor Stravinsky.
We've heard of him.
Yeah, he sounds familiar.
Oh, yeah.
You mean it wasn't for Stalin, Lenin, and Khrushchev? Three great Russians? Sorry.
So the first movement, Vocalese, and of course it dedicated to Rachmaninoff, and Rachmaninoff's Vocalese definitely influenced this music.
Well, since Charles forgot to bring a recording
of the Vocalese,
so
to make
a
comparison.
What we should do is I'm gonna make Charles. Where's my gun? Hold on, let me get my gun here. Oh,
yes, yes. Where's that gun?
Here it is. Okay, I'm gonna make.
Yes, Gene. Okay.
Okay. Put your clothes back on. I don't want that. No. Okay. What we want is for you to sing. Charles is gonna sing, and Margarita's gonna accompany. She's a pianist.
We'll
Margarita.
Are you?
She'll try.
Sully's better.
She says,
I'll sing it.
You're going to sing it solo?
Yes.
How about with crazy accompaniment for me in the background?
Yeah, great. That's a great idea. Let's do that.
All right. So here is, first, we'll start. There's nowhere to go. Yeah. You don't have to go anywhere. First, we'll start with us doing an improv new music version of Vocalese.
Because every classical lover knows what this piece sounds like. But just in case they don't, we should give them a little demonstration.
They still won't know after this.
All right. Yes.
Okay. Give me a key, Charles.
E minor. A goofy, unique arrangement of Vocalese by Sergei Rachmaninoff. At least the tune was.
That was his own arrangement, yes?
No, it was Gene's, right?
That was Rachmaninoff's arrangement.
Yes.
Okay,
after a party.
Please, let's play Margarita's piece. Do we want to play all the three movements, or let's play all three movements?
Yes, Homage, Vocal Cycle for Soprano and Cello by Margarita Zelionaya. That was the Vocalese, Don Juan, and Ducks Are Flying here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Thank you.
the corner church on the frosty dawn. Wait for me, Don Juan. But with Roma Mass and my life, I swear there is nowhere in my land to kiss. We don't have a fountain, and the well it frees. Drinks of bitter eyes, dawn, blood on the hand, and saw that the beauties trifles could not hear.
Thank you.
Music of Margarita Zelenaya. That was the Homage vocal cycle for soprano and cello. And we heard soprano Molly Steen along with cellist Simon Oranovsky here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. How am I doing with my pronunciation, by the way?
Not bad, Charles. Let's see, do the movements. Let's
oh, great.
See what you got
there was three movements. The vocalese, dedication to Sergei Rachmaninoff, which we did.
Rachmaninoff.
Yeah, it's my German pronunciation of it.
All right, go on.
Then the second movement was entitled Don Juan, which was a dedication to Marina Tsvetaeva.
Americans.
Yeah. And Ducks. And the third movie was entitled Ducks Are Flying, dedicated to Igor Stravinsky. Yeah.
All right.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
It was a great piece, nonetheless. Charles is presenting.
Really good performance. Those performers are really into playing it. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's get into some bigger music. We're going to hear some of Margarita's music for, this is Chamber Orchestra. Well, tell us about this piece
a little bit.
About 20, even maybe a little bit more years ago, in Russia, was a great event when Chingiz Aitmatov, the writer from Kyrgyzia, now it's Kyrgyzstan, it's a different country.
Can you repeat all that, Charles?
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. What the hell? Go on.
When he published his novel, A Day That Lasts More Than 100 Years.
Hmm.
And
I had those.
My son at that time was about one, maybe even a little bit less. And when I read about the Mancourt, it was the young fellow who was punished by the enemies. And Mother's Lamentations, that took about one, maybe one and a half pages from this novel, was so great and so sad and so beautiful and so hopeless at the same time that I was crying, and I felt that I have a fever, and I just was feel totally sick, and I decided that I have to get rid of it, and I composed this music. But it was performed just recently in March 2003. American opera singer Leslie Middlebrook and David Hung, who directed the one. Just a second.
It's one World Symphony.
Thank you. One World Symphony Ensemble accompanied her.
Why am I so upset?
You're an idiot.
All of a sudden, this is a very sad story.
Yeah. Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
Okay, this is going to be pickup music for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Go on.
So go on.
Play. Sorry, I interrupt.
Yeah. In one program, David Hahn, who is pretty creative how he compels the programs, decided to combine Dida and Elizabeth Henry Purcell, complete production, and My Mother's Lamentation, because he wanted to give a different side to the same genre. Mm. And it seems like it doesn't matter when it happened, but if you lost the loved one, it's still the same feeling of real sadness, and it just happens all the time in different epochs, and we feel the same.
Melancholy, kind of.
I think even worse.
Mm.
Even worse. It's a tragedy.
Mm. That says it right there.
Happy music by Margarita Zelenaya.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. What's the name of the piece again?
Here, Charles, read all this.
All right, sure.
Let's hear this.
Mother's Lamentation for mezzo-soprano and string orchestra. We'll be hearing mezzo-soprano Leslie Middlebrook along with the One World Symphony conducted by David Hong here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. A portion of Mother's Lamentation by our composer, Margarita Zelonaya, here, guest on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. That was mezzo-soprano Leslie Middlebrook, along with the One World Symphony, conducted by David Hong. That was actually a live performance on March 2nd, 2003.
That's right. And Margarita asked me to get all these recordings, and me and Charles both did not do
that's
it.
Charles and I, by the way.
Shut that. Yes, oh, yes, hi, sir. How you doing? Listen, Charles and I, we're going to perform a Gershwin song. Which Gershwin song you want to perform? Come on, don't you know? Let's do Summertime. And then Margarita's going to... What do you have? What she, Margarita said that we have to perform a Gershwin song because she has... What do you have?
We'll talk about this.
I have Waltz in the brackets Metamorphosis.
Uh-huh.
And there are two themes. One of them, a la Strauss. Which one?
Johann Jr.
Johann Jr. Exactly. And Junior. The other theme close to the Russian art song. And since it's Metamorphosis, I work in different styles and variations, and one of them, Gershwin's.
Gershwin's. Okay, Charles, you want to do Summertime? Ready? Here you
sure.
Go.
Okay. Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy's rich, and your mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. There you go. You just modulated to A minor. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, I was in A minor all along.
You were an E minor.
I was an A minor.
You're an idiot.
Let's try it again.
Okay. No. Whatever. Okay, enough already. They got the tune. They know the tune.
Okay, anyway, that was Summertime performed by Charles Coleman.
Sort of. And almost performed by Gene Pritzker.
All right.
Piano.
Maybe we'll erase
keyboard,
that.
Whatever.
Okay, let's hear some music of people performing who could know how to
let's
perform.
Let's hear some really good in music here by Margarita Zelonaya.
Yes. Okay, so here's... she's handing me the CD. Charles is going to read the CD. Should we play all of them?
Let's start from Waltz, and then we will see.
Okay, we're going to start, and then we'll see. Charles, read something.
Sweet, in stylistic dances for violin... Oh, wait, what am I playing? The
exactly.
Yes. Yeah, Sweet, for in stylistic dances for violin and piano by our guest, Margarita Zelonaya, here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
Word up, yo.
Thank you.
The first movement of Suite in Stylistic Dances by our composer Margarita Zelenaya, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. We heard violinist Anna Rabinova.
Rabinova.
That's right. And the pianist was the composer herself. And yeah.
That was a really pretty
jammed
piece. Yes.
Yeah, love them 5/8 tempos there.
5/8?
Yeah, there was some bump.
You're one of those composer dudes.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I like analyzing the technical aspects. So.
Well,
I noticed it.
Yeah, but how do you really feel?
He's got nothing better to do. Hey, we heard the Gershwin influence.
Yes.
Very nice.
We did our interesting demonstration of Summertime.
That was a theme in the piece that was influenced or inspired by Gershwin. Now, we have some more time, so please, more music. We need more music, please.
Yes, please.
More music. What next?
Next, maybe 64 and a half, if you can help me.
Yes. I have it right here. 64 and a half, a movement, piano trio movement. Who are the players in this?
Eugene Ursu, violin. Christopher Miroshnikov, cello. And
you, of course, on the piano once again. Our composer, Margarita Zelenaya, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner. This is 64 and a half. Thank you. 64 and a half by our composer guest, Margarita Zelenaya, our guest here on Noise Punk and Das Kooner. You might have recognized the influence of the Beatles song, When I'm 64.
Wait, that wasn't the Judas Priest song?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Oh, that's Beatles. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Ozzy!
Anyway. I think that was an Ozzy song.
Yeah, so.
Called 69.
Wait a minute. Bad joke. Party of
Bad
one.
Bad joke, party of... Shut the hell up, Charles.
Yes, sir.
All right. No, that was a very cool arrangement, so, actually, right?
Yeah, very, yeah, beautiful. So, obviously, 64 and a half influenced by When I'm 64 by the Beatles. Are we right about
You're
that?
You're a mathematical genius, Charles.
Shut up, you.
Can I ask the lady a question? Why did you pick that song, and do you like the Beatles? What is your relationship to the Beatles?
Yeah, one of the concert pianists asked me, please write something to play as an encore on the festival, and he gave me about a couple months for it to think. And please just take some nice and popular music.
Yep.
So since I love Beatles, I decided why not.
I love the Beatles. I actually wrote a whole piece of putting about 30 different Beatles tunes for a solo violin against each other.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
It was called She's So Chacon. I took a progression of the Beatles and put 40 other songs on top of it.
Right.
Everybody should write Beatles songs.
And I orchestrated.
Send us your own Beatles songs.
Come Together.
Yes, and you also orchestrated Eleanor Rigby.
That's right.
I asked you once.
Not really an orchestration. It was kind of a transcription. It was a string quartet in the original version of
Eleanor
Rigby.
Would you like me to pinch
you? Yeah, yes, sir.
That's a pinching right there. I said you orchestrated.
Dope!
All right, anyway, let's get to business here. We're running out of time, but Margarita's got more music, and she's going to pick a piece that is...
Let's find out what that piece is. What are we going to end with? This is, thank you, here it is, Sweet Blue. Very appropriate here. Sweet for piano solo.
Why would that be appropriate, Charles?
I don't know. I'm getting to that.
are you just saying things?
So right, this is a sweet, ahead. This is a sweet for piano, Die Hard Joy, A Way Out of Darkness. So much ahead. I'm assuming the pianist is the same as the composer.
Definitely.
Margarita Zelenaya here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Cool, yo.
The first movement of Sweet Blue, entitled Die Hard Joy by our composer guest Margarita Zelenaya, here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Really good stuff there.
And she was rocking that piano, man.
Yeah.
Yo, she was jamming that thing, yo.
Rock and roll.
Yo, you heard that?
Yeah.
I'll slap you up.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, let's hear some new music. We have...
Well, just for the hell of it, we thought we'd sneak in one last
bonus.
We're
going to sneak in one more piece, and then we got to go.
Yeah.
Where are we going? I don't know.
Yeah.
Margarita, what are you going to play first?
What's next?
Do it.
It depends how much you
We have 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay, maybe we will do the two last ones. One of them from a vocal cycle for baritone and piano. Baritone you will announce. And you know who is the pianist.
Okay, of course.
And this is The Moon. I used poetry by Stevenson.
Wallace Stevenson. No. Stephen Wallace.
Robert Louis Stevenson.
Oh, Robert Louis Stevenson. Oh, man, I got to erase that. That's making me look stupid. I know my poets, yo.
Bass baritone. pronounce the name, would you please?
Definitely. Kreshnik Zhabyaku.
And the composer at the piano here on Noise Punk.
Wait, Charles, can you pronounce the name, please?
No.
Please, Charles.
No.
Here's a dollar.
No.
Here's a kiss. Put your pants on. Here we go. Margarita Zelena, a couple more pieces.
Arise.
Music of Margarita Zelenaya. We heard first The Moon, a setting of the poem by Robert Louis Stevenson, with bass baritone Krzysztof Żabiaku and the composer.
Go, Charles!
And the composer at the piano. And just as an added bonus, we snuck in her work Harlequin's Grimace with the composer at the piano once again.
It's a mouthful, I tell you.
Yeah.
Well, Margarita, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming out here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner.
Yes, we enjoyed having you.
Yeah, thank you. I love the atmosphere of your show.
Yeah, we got nothing better to do anyway. So there it is.
Yeah.
It's the theme music.
It's a goddamn theme music. All right. Well, I'm Noise Punk, and you are.
I'm Das Crooner, and until next time,
noise to you.
Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Noise Punk and Das Crooner. Noise Punk.